Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where you get the one and only deputy here talking to you about another interrogation that, you know, this one got a little bit messy. You know, sometimes interrogations you see on TV, you got the good cop, you got the bad cop. Well, guess what? I'm both, and I'm going to be both good cop and bad cop on this movie for you this morning. I actually went to go see Civil War, the new movie that is opening up today, and it was not what I expected at all. Not even in the slightest, in the least. Let's just say wow, and I will let you make up your own mind as I go along here and try to talk about this. Of course, you know, if you're brand new to Movie Deputy, no spoilers ever. Like, nothing even close to a spoiler. I don't even hint to spoilers. I despise them with a passion. So if you are at all concerned about that, do not worry about that in the least. If you are curious about the score, you're going to have to hang on and wait a little bit here during this review. I am going to tell you, though, however, I did give this new Civil War movie a guilty rating. Very guilty. That's almost an understatement of guilty on this one. Now, I want to say, if you come from a strong military family, if you are strong Second Amendment, which, I mean, if you've been listening to me for very long, you know where my stance is on that, as I am a proud constitutionalist. If you have very certain ideas about government, either one way or the other, this movie is, I don't want to use the word triggering, because I'm not triggered, I'm not offended by the stuff, but I am pissed off. Stuff like this is just, now, okay, don't make an assumption based on the movie, purely based on that. I'm gonna kind of get into this a little bit here. So in Civil War, from the moment that the movie first starts getting going, that doesn't even make sense. You know what I'm trying to say. But it kind of talks about the fact that California and Texas have seceded. Well, no shocker there. I mean, we're kind of getting to that in anyways. But as this plays out, it's almost like a mockumentary of sorts. Because we're watching a group of the press, and they're trying to get across the country, and they're trying to go to, you'll recognize the name of the town that I'm going to be mentioning. Yeah, Charlottesville. Was that intentional? What do you think? But they're trying to get to D.C. because they want to interview the president. You see kind of the president. He's giving his press briefing things of what's going on. And as this is played out, it's like you're watching them on this journey, but you're also hearing the presidential things. You're kind of seeing the upheaval of what's going on all around you. And a story like this tries too hard and at the same time doesn't try hard enough. Now, it's like, that doesn't make any sense, but wait a minute, yes it does. Because this movie shows that there's both sides that are shooting in this movie. One side is shooting guns and the other side is shooting from a camera. So it's shooting pictures. And it very much draws the hard line in the sand right there from the get-go. This story is both pro-military and anti-military, because it shows the military that is trying to protect what they believe in and trying to fight for what they believe in. And at the same time, it's almost making them look like terrorists for doing so. Again, no spoilers on anything here. And then it's like you see you hear the presidential remarks, and it almost makes you want to like go, okay, that sounds like it might be leaning a little bit this way. Nope, that one sounds like it might be leaning a little bit this way. And all the while, the group of the press are trying to make their way across because they want to share this, and they want to share the things that the media won't show you. Now, that's both a good and a bad thing. Yes, the press does a lot of limiting our information. Now, I'm not just talking about the movie. I'm talking real life here, too. So this is kind of blend in on both ways here. But it's cherry-picked of what we get to see and what we don't get to see. And in this movie, you get to see again, it's kind of cherry-picked what they choose to show you. They don't choose to show you the positives of what's going on. They just choose to show you the negatives of how the military is involved in all of this. And ultimately, there is one basic target in this movie, and it's not necessarily what you might think. The thing is, the story is so all over the place because it's a movie. It's like you want a character to root for. You want somebody to get behind, and you want to get behind, and you want to feel what that character feels. You want to feel part of the story, and you want to be part of the story. And this one just doesn't deliver on so many levels on that. Are parts of it entertaining? Absolutely. There were definitely parts of it that was like, okay, maybe this has some promise. Maybe this is going to go. Oh, okay, it went. I mean, honestly, that was like my thought process. I was like, okay, maybe this is going to go somewhere. Okay, it went. I don't know where it went, but it went. And do they succeed at what they're trying to do? Again, it's not really a success or a failure of what even they're trying to accomplish. Again, no spoilers. But as everything kind of concludes and everything with this story, you're just kind of left wondering it's like, I'm not just being vague to be vague. I mean, this movie is vague. It has a definite line that it is trying to follow, but it's like, if you've ever seen the movie Up and the dog's name is Doug, and he's on his mission, he's going, and then he goes, squirrel. This movie goes, squirrel, multiple times. I hope that made you laugh, but I really want to try to find a point that this movie was trying to make. And okay, as a constitutionalist, I can more than gather the point that this movie was trying to make. It's basically anti-police, anti-military, just all of the above. Very much delivering the whole thing of the narrative that Hollywood has been trying to portray to people and the things that they're trying to scare with people. And, you know, okay, if they're going to really try that hard to make a narrative or trying to bring a narrative to life, do you think they could at least try to get some of the details right? I mean, it's one thing when I notice stuff because I'm looking at like details in movies and I catch stuff that most people probably wouldn't even notice. But then there's other people, like I was talking to a couple that was after the movie tonight, and there were a lot of different things that we were coming across, and it's like, why do movies do this? It doesn't add to the story, it doesn't add to kind of what's going along, but it's distracting. And so I don't know why they do it. I would like to see, I mean, maybe some of that done a little bit better, but again... It kind of comes down to this whole thing of this story definitely represents a narrative. It's not the one you might think, though. Okay. If you're, depending on what side of the fence you're on, you may have a pretty good idea of the narrative of this movie. But it's just, it tries so hard to be neutral as it's going through some of these things, but it fails miserably. I mean, not only is this not neutral, it is just, it's so anti everything that matters. And it's just, why? I mean, I can guess the reasons, but I'm not going to fill in that blank for you all. I'll kind of let you fill that in for yourself. I don't want to tell people how to think, but I want to give them enough information about movies, especially about movies such as this, that you can at least be informed. Now, as you already learned, I mean, I gave this a very guilty rating. Score-wise, this may not come as a shock to you if you have made it this far through the review. If you have made it this far and you are enjoying my introspective on a movie such as this, you know which buttons to hit so you never miss the latest and greatest. Now, am I forgetting the score? No, I'm not forgetting the score. Civil War, this 2024 movie got an astounding 2.5 out of 10 on the Movie Deputy scale. If you are not familiar with the Movie Deputy scale, a 2 is a score that is painful confusing. Now, this movie was, I wouldn't call it confusing, but I would call it painful. A 3, on the other hand, is if you really must see this, wait for it to come out on DVD, Blu-ray, digital, etc. Because the amount of money that you would have to spend at the theater to watch this, I cannot even fathom. It's like, okay, if why? Again, I keep asking that question to myself, and I'm going to, this is going to resonate in your brain now, too. It's like, if I'm thinking it now, so are you. But again, I gave this movie a whopping score of 2.5 out of 10. I use whopping because I think that score is even being generous for what we have here. So, I hope this has helped you a little bit. If not, that's fine. If you agree, if you disagree, feel free to use the hashtag MovieDeputy on social media so I can see what your thoughts on this movie are. And as always, if you want to reach out to me directly, feel free to do the contact me page on moviedeputy.com, or as I've shared my email many times before, it's moviedeputy@gmail.com. And I am the only one that responds to all of these messages. So the good, the bad, and the ugly, and everywhere in between. And no, unfortunately, Clint Eastwood was nowhere in this movie to be seen. It's just me being me. But until next time, I will be back tomorrow with another new release for you. Bye-bye.